This is Scenic Roots, live in the library. We began recording these sessions with, for the most part, local musicians in the spring of 2018. The series was suspended due to the pandemic in the spring of this year. Now, after a lengthy break of almost 4 months, we're about to resume recording sessions in the wonderful state-of-the-art studio. It's on the second floor of the Chattanooga Downtown Library, and we are about to resume sessions again next month. This afternoon, we have a session recorded in February of this year with a trio from Richmond, Virginia, called Monica, when I first met them. In the time between when we first met here and when they came back to record the session for us in the library, they'd been forced to change their name. Someone else, not surprisingly, had adopted Monica as the band's moniker in Australia. So for the second time, they are making their radio debut with their new name. This is No Monica.
All right, and this song is called Tidal Wave.
Listen to your whining and your bleeding all the time. You don't keep your problems to yourself. After sleeping all day, can't you find anything better to say than men do not deserve a break? If I go over the overpass, it'll be fun bumping harder blast. A little too loud, looked away and then I caught a dead downtown. Finally lost inside the wreckage that I used to hide my mind from many wonders who's been putting me down while I'm all by myself. I won't be told what to do, I won't take my cues from you. If I knew out my life to avoid turning into me, you could have a life like this. You could sink into the ship. Little structure keeps the rupture checked. You forget that it exists. If I go over the overpass, it'll be fun bumping harder glass. A little too loud, catch me flying around in golden different time. Finally lost inside the wreckage that I used to hide my mind. For many wonders built my shelter, let me sleep and dream on a tidal wave of seafoam. I've got my fence up, the world can waste away. Sirens keep on firing, warning signs, all hands on deck. If I lost my mind to tantalizing forces just out of reach outside. If I go over the overpass, it'll be from bumping harder glass. A little too loud, but when they look downtown. Finally lost inside the wreckage that I used to hide my mind. From many moments built my shelter, but it's all gone wrong. Tidal wave of violence.
Okay, this next song is called Turn Out the Lights.
Down, wraps itself doorbell looks like. You imbecile, you idiot. Are you sure that you're ready to see the world?
Thank you.
like an American Uncle again. Well, I always felt like an American Uncle again. It never ever ends, as far as I can tell. No matter how close you get, you still have to be someone to them. The performance never ends. Lightning is not alone. Search on me, I see. It's a curse only for me. I'll buy you and you buy me. I'll be up for hours, that's it. Thank you.
We took a moment to chat with the band. This is the guitarist and singer, Jordan Scott.
The band is a little different than maybe it was. You know, I started it on my own, writing songs, and it was Moniker, and now it's more of a band. So that kind of seemed like a good time. But also, there are just a lot of bands named Moniker out in the world. It was fine. It was never a problem. But I was like, I don't even want to deal with it. I just want to be very easy to find on the internet.
As I remember you telling me the story, and clearly it's in the dim, distant past for me, it was you and Roderick originally, wasn't it?
Not originally. I started it 2015, 2016 by myself and played with some friends. And then in late 2017, I moved to Richmond. And a few months later, Ro also moved to Richmond. And then we started playing together since then.
Where'd you move from, Ro?
I moved from Fairfax. Just another part of Virginia, not too far.
So you guys were in school together, right?
We were in school, and we both decided around the same time that Richmond was the haps, so we decided to go down around the same time. Happened to do some practices with Jordan. He needed someone to fill in, and I just stepped up for it and just kept playing ever since.
And this was, what, a couple of years ago?
Yes, a couple of years ago now.
And you, Madison, how long have you been part of it?
I joined in May of last year.
Can't tell.
So, thank you. Yeah, time we played together, it felt really natural. It's never been a struggle to lock in with these guys. It's always been, it just felt completely natural, like we've been playing together for a long time.
Yeah, I feel like it changed a lot when Madison joined, for sure.
Definitely.
What I like about the way you all play together, well, first of all, it sounds like it's more than three people. It's very dynamic. And you have a wonderful sense of dynamics in the music. Increasingly, it seems as if the 80s are a touchstone for a lot of people these days. Is that true for you too?
I absolutely think it is. Yeah. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, I don't know if it used to, but I think over time it probably became more of a touchstone. It just made me more comfortable with music that, to me, just kind of really goes for it. It's just like wants to be big and have big melodies. Even if it can sound a little cheesy sometimes.
I think the theatrical nature, like, I don't think we play it up too much, but I think definitely in the music, it's there, and that, I think, speaks to the dynamics and some of the decisions we make on an individual and collective basis.
That isn't a word I would have thought of to describe you until you said it. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you said it, it's like, yes, that's a really good fit. It is theatrical, but you play against that theatricality. So it's there, but it's almost as if it's happening and you're not even doing anything to make it happen. It's something that's kind of a byproduct of just the three of you, the coalescence of your personalities.
We're just naturally dramatic.
Yeah. Stage presence all the time. Even when not, it's there. No, yeah, it's cool. Jordan definitely brings a lot, obviously, but in terms of where our similarities, in terms of what we listen to, what we like, I think there's always that element of maybe going bigger in sound than where other music may choose to not. So for what that's worth, I think it definitely speaks to an element of our music.
And I mean, something we've definitely worked on, and it seems obvious, but it's not, I don't think it's something a lot of people think about when they're writing or rearranging songs. You can't always write it exactly how you want it. You have to write it how it works with the group you have. So we're working with the three piece. So even with the Private Profit EP, when I joined, we rearranged several of those songs to make it work for a group that had completely changed since that EP came out. So I mean, again, it sounds obvious, but I think you have to write for what you can produce.
One of the things that struck me listening to you is a band kind of has its own personality, which is, it's a kind of combination of the three of you, but then it becomes a sort of separate entity, right? You can almost talk about it as another personality.
Yeah, definitely.
And that obviously plays into the music. So when you start playing together, it's as if you've brought a different personality into the music you're making.
Yeah, I can see that. That's I think that's always been a goal. Like when I started writing songs, you know, it's like friends, other musicians kind of say, like, you know, it needs to have an identity. People need to kind of know what this is. And actually that's something that was like really hard for me at first, because I would just write, I would like make, you know, 8 or 10 songs in like 8 or 10 different genres, but did not have the personality to like hold them together. And, you know, I was not an effective glue, so it just kind of sounded all over the place. But I could kind of see, like, in the distance, very dimly, maybe there was, like, something to slowly work towards. Like, it's not something that could, like, sit up in my room at night and just be like, okay, I'm going to be this kind of musician. It's, like, lots of little pieces that come together over time. You're like, okay, this feels right, and then I'm going to do this, or... You know, we'll have guitars, but we also want to do synths and this kind of vocal style or drums, and just little by little.
Yeah, it seems like with modern bands, that's really what's unifying all of them. It at least with the people I listen to, it seems like their earlier albums have a lot of different genres on them, and then they narrow down into their own as they go on. So it's cool that we're getting to see that happen within ourselves.
Yeah, I can't say it sounds to me like you're essaying a given genre.
Yeah.
If you said who have we been listening to, and who are the evident influences, other than the kind of that 80s kind of thing, which I'm not quite sure I could put into words, but I hear it. I'd be really hard pressed to say a band that you guys have influenced by.
Yeah, what's so interesting about these guys to me, they have some of the most diverse musical tastes that I've, and out of anybody I've ever met. I came in like listening to very specific. No, it's not.
He's been stuck in the car with us for too long.
So I mean, they listen to everything you could possibly think of. I remember the first tour we went on, the first thing they stuck in the CD player was like some Italian disco or something.
It's great stuff. So.
Yeah, I mean, they listen to literally everything. So the fact that it's hard to narrow our sound down to like sounding like one band makes sense now that you say that, because they're drawing from a really wide variety of music, I think.
Yeah, I think like at least my goal, like with the album we're working on, is I know there's always going to be like kind of genre hopping, and it's you know, remains to see whether we'll be successful with what we want to do, which is, I think we want to have songs in different genres, but then have that glue that keeps them all together. And that would probably be like in the production, the vocal delivery, kind of just the general feel. So you could have a song that's maybe like a little more disco next to a song that has like big fuzzy guitars. But if you can kind of find something in the vibe or the mood of it, you can put them next to each other and it won't be too weird, hopefully.
Individual too, but really it's like you said, the glue. Like, it's no moniker, no genre, really. It's just a signature of who we are and how we present that.
All right, we're gonna do sort of two songs back to back, called Kicking and Screaming, and then one called Either Or. Down.
my grand epiphany. The world reveals itself to me, and slowly my memory starts so breaking down. Oh, from my bed, look all around. Oh, as new faces come for grace, and I sink down, kicking and screaming. All the while thinking of leaving for something else this time, but I could not get it out of my mind, could not escape my mind. The thoughts of the end I always dream of. certainty, just out of reach. Touch my shoulder, shift my gaze. Calm me down at the end of days. Secrets pass, we don't move our lips. Start to feel the world in my fingertips. Start to feel the world in my fingertips. Somewhere up above, nothing you do is ever a mistake. Nothing you say is unimportant. Everything I am just fades away. Everything I am just fades away. Thank you.
This last song is called In Heaven. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
God.
say I'm looking forward to the album. Truth is, as we know, life is on hold, and that applies also apparently to No Monica. Whether they're working on the album or not, I haven't heard, but they have released that as a single. That's on Spotify, and it's been up for about a month. Boys is the name of it. The session with No Monica was recorded live in the Chattanooga Downtown Library in February of this year, right before everything closed for the pandemic. And as I said earlier, we will be resuming recording sessions in the library beginning of next month. If you would like to be a part of one of those sessions, please either write or give me a call here in the studio, 265-9882. My email address is on the website. The sessions are every Wednesday afternoon in the state-of-the-art recording studio on the second floor of the Chattanooga Public Library in downtown Chattanooga. The recordings are mostly of Chattanooga-based bands, but not exclusively. produced, engineered, and mixed by Sam Mansur. The executive producers for the Live in the Library series are me for the radio station and Sam Mansur for the library. We will have another session live in the library next Friday afternoon here on Scenic Roots on WUTC.